All right, My Muscle Project, welcome back to this episode, episode 126.
Jesus.
And today we are introducing a new format of the after show. This is in celebration, in preparation. If you hear this noise, that is me tapping on the closed box of our mixer because we are in the middle of transitioning out of our old studio, out of the gym, into the new studio. So it's very exciting. We had the office email us for our logo. I go, why do you want our logo? They're like, oh, we're going to stick it on the door. I was like, oh, that's sick. So it's going good. Yeah, we're excited. We have officially, unofficially planned our dates for the US trip. So a while back on our Instagram, we asked for some guests for you guys for California, because we're going to be heading all over California, LA mainly, and then Northern California. So we asked, you know, who are some major guests that we maybe haven't had on the show, or we had on before, that you want to hear from again, this time in person. And you guys sent us a bunch, like quite a lot, actually, quite a lot of guests. But we're going to need that again. So if you guys, we reckon we're going to get 15 guests in LA, and then we're going to get 6 to 7 guests in Northern California. So if you guys have people that you know, or people you can connect us with, or just people you want to hear from in LA and in Northern California, then please let us know, because we will be heading out there in March, early March. The dates will officially come out very soon.
And we are willing to drive.
Yeah.
So we can, like last time, we move up and down pretty fast, slightly illegally, and clock up some tolls.
Nice. Yeah. So we're pumped to be heading back to, you know, one of the biggest trips that we ever did that kind of like boosted it all for us. So yeah, very exciting stuff there. Today also, we've got a new format for the after show. So the original format has been, we kind of chit-chat a little bit, then we review the show on Monday, then we go into like an unpaid product review, which is an opportunity for us to talk about a product or service that exists in the industry, completely unbiased, right? Try it, test it, not get paid for it, and then give you our honest thoughts. And we've kind of reached a point now where we've churned through quite a lot of these, and each week it's kind of getting harder and harder to find ones just kind of worth talking about. Mm. Without kind of wasting your guys' time. So what we decided to do instead is still keep that section in there when we find something good, but maybe provide a little more of what we started with in the beginning. So we're going to change that to a training and nutrition topic of the week, or advice, piece of advice of the week, because we do so much experiments, so many experiments in our own training, in our own nutrition. It's definitely worth sharing some of that stuff with you guys. So we'll bounce back and forth between those. And then also, we're going to throw into the rotation as well, listener questions. We didn't get quite enough time this week to gather a few on the Instagram. It's always going to be on the Instagram stories if you guys want to add it there. And then we're going to toss that into the mix as well, but we'll always wrap with our Netflix review, because there's so many.
That's essential.
Yeah, like, it's the best come part. Come on. That's what we're all here for, right? Everyone just skip through to the end.
Like, everyone's busy, but everyone's got time for Netflix.
That's right. So before we jump into the first new section of the show, this week's episode was brought to you by Beyond Macros. So Matt Walrath is planning to get here in March, is what I heard. So we're going to be doing the 1 million calorie challenge in March, which is 100 of us doing the 10,000 calories in one day. Safe to say, thanks to my training journal goal coming up, I've been practicing eating a lot of calories, and I'm still, honestly, I'm pushing so hard at the end here with this creatine. Got 3 days to go, and I still can't break 100 kilos on the scale in the morning. It is getting so tough. The highest I got was 99.0. So I reckon I'm just going to have to drink like a liter of water and just hold my poo in for like 3 days, and I'll see that. I'll see triple digits on that scale.
I think Matt would sign off on that. Yeah. But all seriously, everyone has about one, maybe 2 days, if you get on this podcast very early. Matt's group and the offer he has finishes at the end of January.
Right.
So if you head to Beyond Macros, use the code MMP10, you'll save over $100 in the whole year. And this offer finishes at the end of January.
Right.
Maybe if you're on February 1st, I don't know, maybe he's lenient. But that's, you're playing with fire.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So go to, just Google Beyond Macros, head to the website and use that code
MMP10.
Nice. One word. Cool. And, you know, we also have mentioned in the works, we've got this, you know, big project in mind. We've actually run it by quite a few industry leaders, and they've all said that it's got a lot of legs. And so we're getting very excited about it. Thank you to all the gym owners who answered our survey. It's greatly appreciated. We're going to be releasing via Instagram and via our mailing list as well, which you can always subscribe to at the foot of our website, a new survey, and this is just for coaches. So if you are a gym owner and a coach, so if you double as that, you don't have to answer this, but if you are just a coach and you don't own a gym, we are sending out a survey just for you guys. So we would love for you to answer that. So yeah, we'll let you know on the Instagram. A lot of you guys have follow us already. We'll be letting you know there how you can answer that survey.
And are we going to set a prize out to one survey entry?
That's true. That's true, we are. So yeah, we're going to, of all the gym owners that answered the survey, yeah, we're going to just put it in a random generator. We'll film that live on the Instagram and we'll spit out a winner. You're going to win 5 training journals. Ooh. And 2 pieces of apparel of your choice. Probably should have done that live on the show now, but that's right, next time. Next time. Cool. So yeah, thanks for doing that. And guys, same deal for the coach as well. 5 training journals. Ooh. And 2 pieces of apparel. You guys have earned it. All right, nice. So this week, well, last week, I should say. No, this week. We had a really good interview with Mike Israetel, kind of finishing off where we left off last time, which was we did all the nutrition stuff and then we got into some training stuff. So that was always fun, always exciting. The dude is pretty hilarious. It was interesting because the more conversations we have with guys who are like very evidence-based in their training, although it's really entertaining, it is essentially the same conversation over and over again. It's been a really good opportunity to just kind of like reinforce the principles of training, which sometimes when you're not doing your own program, you don't really think about too much. But now that I'm programming for myself, I'm like, if I just stick to like these 4 or 5 different training principles, I'm sorted. Like everything works.
Yeah, it was an excellent podcast. I would say for me, just because of the timing of the 100-day goal we got, the best advice I took from that podcast, which is spot on, and like you said, it's like pretty obvious, but he was just saying that, say you've got a training goal like bench or clean and jerk or whatever, you can still train all your other stuff, but you shouldn't feel like wrecked at the end of the session.
Yeah,
it's like if you feel wrecked, you better have fucking been doing a clean and jerk session.
Yeah,
if you feel wrecked and you weren't doing something clean and jerk, you fucked up. And that's awesome point, because people always struggle with that. They're like, oh, I want to get good at like this, but like I don't want to lose my running. It's like, okay, like you still do it, just don't kill yourself. And that's just like I thought was great advice and something I could put into practice literally that day.
Yeah, he also said to me, you know, with the bench clothes, like, are you doing legs? And I was like, yeah, a little bit. And he's like, yeah, good, because if you're training legs hard and you've got a bench press goal, like you're going to take heaps of juice out of your system that you need for the bench. So kind of since that podcast, I've trained legs less. And then when I do train them, the same thing, just not wrecking myself on them. Just keeping it light, just keeping it moving, not being like super sore the next day, not pushing it super hard.
But you keep all your gains.
Yeah.
All your gains. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I kept, I PB'd my power clean by 5 kilos. I hit 150 and I was like barely doing it. But I was just keeping the bar moving in deadlifts and squats and just keeping my strength there. And I guess because...
Plus the eating, like you don't lose strength, right?
Nah.
If you're doing maintenance lifting and eating heaps, you probably get stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in the last 6 months, it's been, you know, just over 5 kilos. Yep. So it makes a huge difference on something like a power clean. But yeah, no, that was a really good show.
Awesome.
I got heaps out of it. Okay. We'll dive into the next section, which is a new section, which basically this week, we're going to do listener questions next week. We don't have a product for this week or a service. So we're going to dive into a training or nutrition tip of the week. So, Raf, do you want to kick us off?
Well, this week we have peaking.
Nice.
Because obviously we are peaking.
3 days out.
Training journal.
3 days out.
Goal. And I didn't even really believe in peaking very much, because when you play like a team sport like rugby, you pretty much never peak.
Right.
Because you play every single week. And usually, actually, the most important game, you're most tired. Because you've like had leading all the way leading up. And you're almost like, oh, that's how it should be. Like, you should be dead because you've got there. And then the first time I would say I really ever peaked for anything was when I did regionals. And I couldn't believe how well it worked. I remember just like warming up on the day, being like, this shit is incredible.
Yeah.
And that was just the number one thing, is that you realize when you actually do it once properly, that it works.
Is this your individual year?
Yeah. And because I just trained really hard and then we just pulled back the volume heaps. And I was probably doing 25% of what I was in like weeks earlier. And I think it's not until you really train really hard and then do a proper peak, you realize, oh, this actually works a lot. Sometimes there was a point in CrossFit where people were kind of against it a bit.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro, you just...
Froning was against it.
Yeah. And I remember lots of people that were really, really good. But it's like, nah, bro, it's worked all year. It's going to keep working. Just keep at it. I think like science and everybody knows it actually doesn't, and it just got forgotten.
Yeah.
But if no one's ever done it, so if someone has never done it, I couldn't recommend it more highly, just to see what it feels like, and then you realize that it really does work.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the temptation is because you go from such a high training volume and intensity, and you go into a week where you're basically told to cut a lot of your volume, you know, cut somewhere like close to 50 to 60% of it, but keep the same sort of intensity, but not even the full intensity. You feel like you're not training.
Yes.
You're like, it's not hard enough.
That's the hardest bit, is the mental bit.
And so you're like, nah, I need to put more work in, because you're still trying to eat the same and everything, but you're trying to get a single result in a very small period of time of something you've never, ever done before. Mm. So you need to prepare yourself as best as possible. And if you're not doing that, if you're falling for the like, oh, I don't feel wrecked enough, or I need to push harder and that sort of thing, if you fall for that temptation, then you're going to end up regretting it. Like, we spent 100 days working on this goal. Like, I was reflecting during my training session today. I was like, man, I've done so much bench press and dumbbell press and all this pressing leading up until this moment.
It's like, you may as well freshen up. Like, man,
like, I've done that much work. Yeah. It's fine to just like pull the volume back and just focus on my technique and my speed.
Yeah, it's a mistake I've made so many times in the past. You just, you're like, oh, no, I think I'll get a bit soft if I like don't train. It's like, no, you don't get soft. Like, you've lived, whatever, 30 years of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get soft in 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. And I even took an extra rest day, because I was like, you know what? I'm like kind of a bit stressed. I was like moving house and all this sort of stuff and some other stuff with the gyms. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to have an extra rest day rather than like hit this session I was supposed to hit. And I think I'll be better for it, because like that overall stress can affect your system as well. Like, you can just, because I probably would have rocked up to that session, known I'd had like half an hour to get it in, stress, like had pre-workout at like 6 p.m. at night.
Yeah, that's like, the worst thing.
The worst, yeah. Because then you like don't sleep, and then it's just way too much stress. So yeah, that's basically how I did it. To give you guys an idea, you know, basically my peaking week, I did the two rest days, then I did like sort of a movement session yesterday, and then today I built up to 120, so yeah, obviously be going for 140 on the day, and I just tried to move that as fast as possible for one rep, just to work on technique and like mental rehearsal of heavy weight and just speed of the bar, just give myself confidence for the day, just kind of know what heavy feels like. Because there's also that, if you don't touch a high enough intensity when you get to that heavy weight, you're like, fuck, this feels foreign.
Yeah,
but you got it, so it's got to be up there. And then yeah, just did some like accessory work at the end, nothing too crazy, just kind of getting a bit more range of motion, a bit more blood flow, and then just yeah, just some yeah, just pull ups and stuff at the end, nothing crazy.
Yeah, I think that even if, you know, your training is not the most important thing, and like you're not going to the CrossFit Games, if you have any comp, I would still just give tapering a go, because it's just fun to see how much better you are than normal, and it puts things in perspective.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. Cool. So before we move on to the next section, so hopefully you guys got something out of that training tip for the week for any time you want to peak. Talking about something you need to do every single day is Activate Nutrients subscription. So it's funny, because I've been having conversations with the clients at the gym, and they're like, hey, when's Activate Nutrients coming back in? And I just thought to myself, I do the subscription rather than be like, you know, it'll be here soon, I'll just order some more. I'm like, why don't we just do Activated Nutrients subscriptions for all our clients. So now when they ask, I just say, like I've been saying to you guys, it's just easier to subscribe. You save 20%, so you get the discount. It's less than $1 a serve every day. Get all the whole food vitamins and minerals, which absorb better than synthetic vitamins and minerals. And it just rocks up your door, so you're never out. And you just build that cost into your budget. Same way you build it into your phone bill, right? You always want to be healthy and fit and feel good.
There's never going to be a time where you don't need the vegetable extracts.
And what if you get sick or run down,
you need extra.
And you don't have it there.
Yeah.
And but with the subscription, you've got it there. So it's like, oh, sweet. I'll just add 4 extra scoops in.
It's perfect. Because also, the amount you need, it might go up. But in general, like, it never really goes down.
No.
It's not like creatine where you like cycle off or whatever. It's just a daily thing. I had my girlfriend's sister, she just got pregnant. And she's been a bit unhealthy because you don't sleep well and all that stuff. She's like, oh, is there anything like I can do? And I was like, the only thing I know you can do is Activate Nutrients. Because I was like, training, nah, it's like, you're tired.
Yeah.
I was like, perfect. This is like the best thing I could just know to give someone that only makes you a bit healthier.
And you could almost take the individual ingredients that they put in there and be like, you know, supplement with that or supplement with this. But
there's 60.
Yeah, there's so many in there, and they're in such good quantities.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the powder, it's not like a fine, like green dust, like everything else. It's dense. You can see the different types of things in there. Like it's actually mixed in really nicely. And then maybe that's just obviously their quality, and it's also mixed in with the, you know, Australian food standards as well. But yeah, you're just ending up with a really quality product. But if you guys want to give it a shot, activatednutrients.com, offer MMP one word, you can get 20% off. Or if you haven't subscribed yet, go and get the subscription.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Okay. Great, great documentary this week. Very excited to talk about this one. Last week, we watched it. I was told about it before it got released in anticipation for it from a person that does run events for a living. And they said, hey, I can't wait to watch this documentary. They explained it to me because they were like, you know, I'm in the events world. And this was like one of the biggest talking points of the year, when it was running. So if you guys haven't heard of this documentary yet on Netflix, it is called Fire Festival. Fire is spelled F-Y-E-R.
F-Y-R-E.
Oh, sorry, F-Y-R-E. And the Fire Festival is basically a failed attempt at the biggest music festival, or like one of the coolest music festivals in the world. What's the guy's name? Billy? Billy someone? Yep. Yeah, Billy McFarland. Billy McFarland and Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
I like this is so basically it's a documentary. Yeah, this guy Billy McFarland and Ja Rule, they work together to hype up this music festival in the Bahamas on like Pablo Escobar's island. And turns out, well, I think you should probably watch it, but it's no secret how it turned out. It was all over the news, but it was an epic fail. Probably the best way to describe it in 2019, but what a fucking crazy turn of events, eh? Like,
yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, I didn't know anything about the festival, and I just couldn't believe it ended up even going ahead.
Mm.
You know, it's absolutely crazy. And it's like such. It's like if you just imagine like one of your funny 25-year-old mates who's like not very responsible got $30 million to try and put on a festival. This is exactly how it would turn out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somehow was partnered up with Ja Rule.
And it's one of those guys who has so much self-belief to the point where it's a fault.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, like, this is not going to happen. They're like, have faith. It's like, no.
It was unbelievable. Like, there were so many people along the way that could have helped him honestly turn it probably into a great festival.
Yeah.
You know, they nailed the marketing. They sold it out in 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then every time someone, like, had some sanity, like, oh, like, can't fit on the island. We'll need a boat. He's like, you're fired.
Yeah. Don't bring me problems, bring me solutions. Yeah, that was his thing.
It's unbelievable. And I think what's so good about it is it's such a crazy story. And then because Billy wanted everything filmed by the, like, Fuck Jerry, I think the company.
Yeah.
Then that company has got involved in the making of the Netflix documentary. So they've basically got all the filming that they were doing, like making his documentary, and then they've turned it against him to profit it into a documentary. So it's unbelievable because generally when this sort of scandal happens, it's like piecing together people's fragments of memories and whatever, but it's like you're literally there as it is unfolding. And I know there's another documentary with Hulu that actually has got him in the documentary, like talking about it.
Billy.
Yeah, because he wanted money to talk.
Yeah.
Netflix didn't want to pay him money, but Hulu paid him money to actually do, like, talk. But from what I've heard, the Netflix one is the best.
Okay.
And yeah, I haven't heard one person who didn't love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great documentary. It's hard to talk so much about this one and not spoil so much of the things for you, because so much of it unravels, which is exciting. And it's best not really spoil it for you guys, so we won't spoil it too much. But it's something for everyone in this one. So, highly, highly recommend this one. So, Fire Festival, F-Y-R-E Festival. I think it's probably popping up on everyone's homepage right now. It's going nuts. So, it's hard to go into without saying too much, but definitely a really good one. Seriously entertaining all the way to the end. So,
what are you going
to
rate it?
Out of five, I'm going to give this one a... You know how I know it was good? Because I fucking watched half an hour. I had something else to do, and then I came back the next day and watched it again, but from the start.
Yeah.
I didn't watch...
Because you want to sit out in the whole entire...
I didn't want to skip where I was up to. Yeah. It said resume from playing or start from the beginning. I'm like, you know what? I kind of don't remember what happened. Start from the beginning.
So good.
So good. So, I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah. I'm also going to give it a 4.5 out of 5. I'm trying to work out why
I'm not going to give it a five. I'm not exactly sure, but it's fucking close.
It's just hard to give out fives.
It's really hard to give out five, but it is excellent. And like the way that they have the people telling the story about it, everything is just hilarious.
Oh, the part with the mouthwash and the water.
it's just crazy. Yeah. And like this is exactly why I have a Netflix subscription.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So enjoy that one, guys, Fyre Festival. And yeah, hopefully you guys like the new format this week. We moved to the new studio. So next week, the after show will be coming to you from our new studio. Follow everything that we do. Instagram is really the best place for all that. And remember, guys, we do post all our podcasts on YouTube now. Not the after shows, the Monday and In the Black. So check those out there. But the video content is going to get bigger and better. Like, this is only the beginning of this year. We're hiring a full-time videographer. So some really exciting things to come. We've got the trip, we've got the move, we've got the testing in 3 days, plenty of good stuff to come. And we appreciate you guys as always. And yeah, we'll speak to you next week.
See you next week.